had him send me his bucket list, and I keep forgetting to read it, but it's pretty good. Okay, the first question was, who alive or dead would you like to meet and spend the evening talking to? He put Big Fatty. which is good. I agree with that. He was actually a lot of fun to hang out with. Who living or dead would you like to sleep with? He said, you going to answer it for me? Big Fatty. And I keep going to the wrong wall. Okay. If money was no object, where in the universe would you like to go for 2 weeks? He said, the Fat Cave.
I'm seeing a trend.
Number four, what thing that you have never done would you like to do? Would you like to do? He said, puppetry.
Puppetry?
Puppetry.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He was actually a lot of fun to hang out with.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1251. And the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 13th of November, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, show, y'all, we're going to start. And I mean just start to play those voice letters. Yes? Hello, flossers. Big Fatty, I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are flossers today. Because, y'all, I hope that's what you're doing. Because, y'all, Big Fatty is off to El Dentisto, which, of course, is Mexican for El Dentisto. And, y'all, so I've got my semi-annual dental appointment today. And, y'all, get in there and just clean the teethies and everything, and it'll be lovely, just lovely. And, but y'all, I gotta tell you, Monday in the coal mine, y'all, Big Fatty was dragging a little bit. Now, y'all, I gotta come clean now, Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, put on a few elves while I was, visiting, the coal mine north, so, back on track now. I'm getting back on track now. And so, anyway, and y'all, when I finish, Big Fatty, please, when I finish recording the little show, y'all, what will I do? I've got to go to the hole. I mean, and that is with a W, foods, and get some of that good black forest bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. I've also got to come clean on something else. Last Friday, the 9th of November, y'all, it was, it was my grandson's celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, it was also the celebration of exiting the birth canal for someone near and dear to the BFO. Y'all, is that one and only Guru Nudie. Yes, Big Freddy. And he has joined the ranks of the New Hip Society. Y'all, he's a hipster now. He is a new hipster. And there you have it. So Guru, I know that it's not important to be remembered. That's for the young'uns, I believe is what he said. But y'all, we send out our best to him and for his convalescence. And Big Fatty, when you say things like that, it just sounds vulgar. But anyway, y'all got an e-letter today from that Sirius XM satellite radio. You know, I had the complimentary 6-month subscription, and that expired back in October. But y'all, and I don't know if any of you have the Sirius radio or not, but y'all, starting on Wednesday the 14th and going for 2 weeks through the 27th, y'all, they're going to give you 60 free channels on there, whether you've paid for it or not. And y'all, the reason that I bring it to your attention, it's not, they don't have the gay channel on there or anything like that, or the Broadway channel. Big Fatty, I know you'll miss that. But y'all, they've got two Crema music stations, station number 04, which is the traditional holiday music, and then station 17, which is called Holly, and y'all, they play contemporary holiday hits. Big Freddy, contemporary holiday hits? Is that anything like playing voice letters? No.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott, you know, Seder69 on the Twitters, and host of the Seder Sphere podcast. I'm calling using the BFO app. I am. I just love it. I'm so technology advanced. I'm calling with an Ask Big Fatty question for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you heard, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the captain of the Seder Sphere. Y'all, it is Scott the Seder. Yes?
It's for you, but it's about Poodle McNoodle. I'm concerned that every time we talk about birthdays, she's like, will there be cake? Does she have a cake fetish? Is it kind of dirty what she wants to do with all that cake? I've just been curious here lately on my drive home, listening to you and wondering why she cares about cake that much. It must be dirty. All right. That's all. This is a Seder. Catch you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, Poodle McNoodle, would you like to... No, Big Freddy, I'm not going to answer it. I'm innocent as a driven snow. Well, y'all, I'm not sure that's quite true. What? What are you talking about, Big Freddy? Y'all, I went on Poodle McNoodle's computer. Big Freddy, please. And y'all, believe it or not, the website that Poodle McNoodle goes to more than any other is cakefetish.net. Big! And y'all, it is a website where they can make any cake fantasy a reality. Big Fatty, you're embarrassing me. And y'all, they've got pictures over there of different cakes and everything. And y'all, there's some very interesting ones over there. And y'all, quite frankly, there's just some vulgar ones over there. Big Freddy, I can't believe you told my secret.
Kathy Bacon randomly.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got nothing. I have no idea what that was all about, other than that was that crazy Mexican that had him, y'all. And evidently calling, doing his Miss Bacon impression or something. Y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's little show, you know, that that Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, on his Stick It With a Poke little show, y'all, he read Hat M's bucket list. And evidently, Big Fatty is quite prominent on the bucket list. Big Fatty, are you sure it's bucket list? Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Larry Vader, just in case you weren't sure which Larry. And it's about 8 o'clock in the goddamn morning here in the upchuck, and I'm on my way to pick you up shortly. But I just wanted to call for a couple of reasons.
one, to announce that I'm coming to pick you up. So for all your fat ass listeners out there, please note that Mr. Vader is picking Big Fatty up and driving him for 446 miles, I believe the GPS says it is. And two, I wanted to let you know that it's daylight now. And, you know, last night when I called you, it was just pitch black dark. Move, cat. It was pitch black dark. And I wanted to let you know that, indeed, I think the Ford bicep that we're driving is silver. I think I may have told you that it was white, but it's silver. So if any of your fat listeners see two fat people in a Ford bicep moving very quickly up the freeway with the driver looking like he's about to be ill, it's us. So anyway, you're fat, and I can't wait to spend the next 8 hours in the car with you. Okay, bye-bye now, Big Freddy.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that's old Vader, and y'all, once again, I want to express my dear and sincere thanks to old Vader for doing all the driving, y'all. It the elderly love to be driven, y'all. However, I did not ride in the back seat like Miss Daisy. Big Freddy, thank goodness, although he probably would have preferred that. The smell wouldn't have gotten up front as much. So anyway, and y'all, Vader, in fact, it exhausted Vader so much to have to drive Big Fatty all weekend long, y'all, that he didn't even come to work on Monday. Big Freddy, don't tell it all.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. I just did the best on grocery shopping and coupon savings that I've done in an awful long time. I gave them $27.32, but my coupon and sales stuff was $39.37. I think that's pretty good. Hope you're having a fun time in Virginia. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Moose, and that's just lovely. And, you know, Moose, with all that money you saved, some of those North Kakalaki scratch-offs were big. Freddy, don't be a whore like that Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Y'all, speaking of the Vons, you know, I've got that hidden microphone out there in the mansion out there. Y'all, we hadn't flipped it on in a little while. Y'all, let's just turn it on and see what's going on out there now. Yes, Big Freddy, do it.
Faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
well, I best get myself up and go check and see if Myron is feeling okay. Oh, he just snores so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. Oh, what happened? You stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm going to go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! Oh, I'm just moved to song. Oh! Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The part with Kitten on is all.
Oh, I'm on my way back.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, some things never change out there in Walnut Hills. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. Y'all, let's just see. I've closed up the folder with the voice letters in it. Let's just see what we got next. Oh, y'all, it's another call from Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy. Dear Gussie, I cannot believe it. Dear Gussie, y'all, we have reached caller number 1500 here on the BFO. Dear Big Freddy, turn that bell off. It's too loud in my ear. So anyway, y'all, caller number 1500, y'all, it appears to be that hat on. Yes, Big Freddy.
Here comes the leaf. Miss Bacon doesn't know what it's to go pee-pee. She bought a pee-pee bowl to measure her pee-pee, and she doesn't know what it is to go pee-pee. Well, I'm eating this peanut butter rendezvous sampling. I'm not sure it's still good, but the taste is good, so soon. It's good. Big Fatty or Pussy McDoodle, do you know what PP is?
Big Fatty, what in the hell is he talking about? I don't have any idea. But something about Miss Bacon bought a bowl to pee in, and then Brenda Boo sent had him some peanut butter. I don't have any idea what that means, but I do know this, Hat M, since you are caller number 15, that is also one of the selected benchmarks for people that will receive the 2013 Year of Ruination BFO calendar. So Big Fatty will be sending that to you. I'm not going to send it to the old address just in case it doesn't get forwarded. I'm going to send it to the new address, but I'm going to wait until I get a Kremakai. Oh, y'all, that's a garden solid Kremakai from you. Congratulations, Hat M, and I hope all the questions about PP and peanut butter, which y'all looks a lot like poo-poo. Be ready, please. I hope all of those have been flushed out by the Big Fatty. Flushed out. That's a good one.
Okay, so I'm dusting light bulbs today, and I don't even understand. They make them so that they're glass, but, like, they turn black after. Now, I just realized something. Maybe if the light bulb was dusted more often, maybe it wouldn't turn black. Maybe the black is the dust that's cooking on the light bulb. I am like a genius. Oh, Lord. I have to pee-pee. Dear Gussie, how do I shut this off? Where's my phone at? Use a touch tone. Return to call in progress.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, a couple of things there. First of all, Miss Bacon, it's black, not black, black. And second of all, y'all, you could actually hear the light bulb go on when she figured that out. I heard it. And y'all, she's talking about pee-pee again. Y'all, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on between the crazy Mexican and the crazy South Dakotan, the crazy bacon.
No, Big Fatty, it doesn't make a damn bit of sense to any of us.
So anyway, y'all, we're not going to get through all of these voice letters today. So y'all, let's do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I saw that old Spot and Crazy had gotten a couple of submissions over the year. Y'all, the number three fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, that is the gay cowboy. He spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, it says, I only got a glimpse, but I am pretty sure it was the fat one. You should have seen the size of his basket. And y'all, Big Fatty is dressed up as some sort of Easter Bunny or something. Y'all, maybe I was at a furry condition. We don't need to hear about you being a furry. Y'all, then, that Peter G out there in the Bay Area, so nicely named Big Fatty. Y'all, the fat one looks at the California, gas prices. Big Fatty, look at that. No wonder you're holding your hands to your head. Y'all, $4.79, $4.89, and $4.99. And y'all, then old Trucker Alex spotted Big Fatty in his Super Fatty outfit. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, Big Fatty, you're running overtime. Gavin, help us.
He was actually a lot of fun to hang out with.
Well, of course Big Fatty is fun to hang out with.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.